Today's devotion is entitled, Breaking News, by Reverend J. Klein, Emeritus Pastor. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Amid a world of constant updates and endless headlines, here is the breaking news that never changes. Christ still reigns. The Lord remains on his throne. His promises have not failed. His mercy has not run out. His kingdom has not been shaken. Yet you would never know it from watching the news. Every day brings another crisis, another controversy, another reason to fear the future or despair over the present. News alerts arrive at all hours. Cable networks fill every moment with breaking stories, opinions, predictions, and endless commentary. The voices of the world compete constantly for our attention, urging us to stay informed, stay outraged, stay worried, and stay engaged. And while many of these events matter, the relentless stream of information often leaves us with less peace, not more. Am I wrong? I don't think so. Here's what I know. The Lord desires our attention, yet he speaks differently. He does not shout over the clamor. He does not compete for our attention as if he were seeking better ratings or our approval. He is not studying poll numbers to decide how best to communicate his message. Through his word, he gently calls his people to himself. While the world demands our constant attention, Christ invites us to rest in his presence and receive what he freely gives. If God has kindled even the smallest flame of faith within your heart, and you can sense him drawing you to himself, guard that moment carefully. Not because faith depends upon your effort, but because the Lord has provided the means through which he strengthens and sustains it. When every screen is competing for your attention, make room for his love. When headlines still fear and anxiety, return to his promises. When endless commentary leaves you exhausted, listen instead to the unchanging truth of God's word. Yet, we cannot do it alone. Christ has not called us to be an isolated faith. He gathers us into a community of believers where his word is preached, his promises are proclaimed, sins are confessed and forgiven, and his gifts are freely given. We need honest, quiet moments with fellow Christians who share the healing hope of Christ. This is why gathering with your local Christian congregation matters. There, God's word is read, preached, taught, and shared publicly. There, weary sinners hear again the good news of forgiveness. There, Christ serves his people through his gift of grace, and there he fills us with the peace and strength we need, not only for our own well-being, but for the sake of a troubled world. The 24-hour news cycle can leave us feeling as though every development requires our immediate concern. Yet Scripture reminds us that the Lord remains on his throne. The news may tell us what is happening today. God's word tells us what is true forever. Hope, peace, and grace are found in Jesus alone. Christ is risen. Hallelujah.